From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A team of inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons visited a site in Douma, Syria Saturday to collect samples as it tries to determine whether such weapons were used on April 7th. Jacob Greaves has the details.
Samples will be transported back to the Netherlands pending analysis. France and the US have accused Russia of obstructing access to the site, where medical relief agencies say dozens of people were killed. But Russia and Damascus say the alleged gas attack, which triggered Western missile strikes on Syria, was fabricated.
That's reporter Jacob Greaves. Former First Lady Barbara Bush's casket has been wheeled out of the Houston church, where hundreds of people came to offer their final respects during her funeral. Eight of her grandsons also served as pallbearers. Ben Thomas has more.
Four former presidents are among the 1,500 people attending the funeral service for Barbara Bush. Her husband and son, George H.W. and George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. Former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama are also in attendance, as is current First Lady Melania Trump. But President Trump has stayed away, citing the disruption that would be caused by his security. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea said Saturday it would immediately suspend nuclear and missile tests, scrap its nuclear test site, and instead pursue economic growth and peace and have planned summits with South Korea and the United States. UN Security Council sanctions imposed on North Korea after its first nuclear test in 2006 and extended over the past decade have banned critical exports such as coal, iron ore, seafood, and textiles, while limiting oil imports. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The International Committee of the Red Cross said unidentified armed men shot dead a humanitarian aid worker in Yemen's southwestern province of Taiz early Saturday. Joe Craig has that story.
Hana Lahoud of Lebanon was shot at while on his way to visit a prison. He was rushed to hospital but died from his wounds. The ICRC said in a statement that other staff members accompanying him were unharmed. Lahoud was in charge of the ICRC's detention program in Yemen. Yemeni security officials said he suffered at least four gunshot wounds before being carried to the hospital where he died. The United Nations condemned the unjustified killing of Lahoud. Yemeni officials said an investigation would be held into the incident. Jill Craig, VOA News.
The United Nations Refugee Agency denounces the latest forcible deportations of Nigerian refugees to violence-prone Borno State by Cameroon, calling it a violation of international law. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed at what appears to be an unsettling pattern of forced returns. So far this year, the UNHCR reports Cameroon has forcibly deported 385 Nigerians to Borno State, the majority of them this month. Most recently, the agency reports 118 Nigerian asylum seekers were forcibly returned on April 17th. Just a week earlier, on April 10th, 160 Nigerian refugees and asylum seekers were deported. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
India's cabinet on Saturday approved the death penalty for rapists of girls below the age of 12 after Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an emergency meeting in response to nationwide outrage in the wake of a series of cases. Some welcomed the measure, but others thought it was unnecessary.
Yes, I do think that there should be strong legal actions against rapists, and particularly in case the victim is a minor one. But I really don't think that death penalty is the answer. We already have very strong laws in this country. What is needed is the conviction of the criminal.
The executive order or ordinance amending the criminal law to also include more drastic punishment for convicted rapists of girls below the age of 16 will come into effect once it is signed by the President of India. Gaza's ruling Hamas group said Saturday that a man who was gunned down in Malaysia was an important member of the organization, raising suspicions but stopping short of blaming Israel for the killing. Blood could be seen spilled on the pavement where he was killed as police investigators worked the scene. Hamas said Palestinian engineer Fadi al-Bach was a loyal member and a scientist of Palestine's Youth Scholars. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.